Now listen to a conversation between two students.
Hi, Jennifer. What's up?
Oh, I've got a problem, and I don't know what to do about it. Maybe you can help me with it.
I'm not sure if I can, but I'll try. What's the problem?
It has to do with the tennis team.
You're having a problem with the tennis team? But I thought you enjoyed being on the team. You were so excited when you made the team.
Oh, it's not that. I love being on the team, and I've been doing really well on it. The problem is that I've been spending too much time on tennis with all the practices and matches and tournaments and travel. I really love all of that. But with all the time I've been spending on tennis, I'm not doing very well in my classes.
Oh, that is a problem. You definitely need to put more time into your classes. It's really important for you to have good grades.
But that's the problem. You're on the tennis team, and you still manage to get good grades. How do you do it? I seem to be spending so much time on tennis that I just don't have enough time for my classes.
You just need to look at how you're spending your time. If you really think about how you spend your time each day, I'm sure you'll find out that you actually do have enough time for both tennis and your classes.
What do you mean, that I should look at how I'm spending my time?
Well, each day, you should look at all of the things you're scheduled to do, and then with the rest of your time, plan when you're going to study. You should schedule your study time just the same way that you schedule your tennis practice.
You mean you think I should write down my schedule each day and write down study times on my daily schedule? Is that what you do?
I do make a schedule each day, but I don't write the schedule down. I make a mental schedule, and this mental schedule includes lots of time for studying. But maybe for a few weeks you should write down your schedule each day until it becomes natural for you to make better use of your time.
I think I could try that. Maybe it'll help.